West Georgia's first news for your Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, voters in four Carroll County cities going to one of the nine polling places with contested races on ballots on Tuesday. Only seven total contested races in the county. We could know the winners of those races rather early tonight. The Carroll County Elections Office said 1,342 early votes were cast during the three-week advanced voting period. 29,820 voters are eligible to vote in those contested races in Carrollton, Villarica, Whitesburg, and Temple. In Carrollton, incumbent Mayor Betty Kaysen challenged by former Mayor Walt Hollingsworth. That race is a rematch from 4 years ago where Kaysen won with approximately 60% of the votes. Ward 3 City Councilman Jim Waters is challenged by Stacey Gibbs, and Ward 4 Councilman Bob Uglum challenged by Constance Marie Glenn. All Carrollton City residents will find a City Schools Board of Education race on their ballots. Melanie McClendon, who is the school board's at-large representative, is challenged by Tim Holt. Villarica voters have four candidates running for mayor. Incumbent Gil McDougall is challenged by Kendrick Davis, Leslie McPherson, and Mac Pilgrim. Only one race in the city of Temple, Hiley Miller and Stuart Morlett are the candidates for the City Council Ward 4 seat after the incumbent chose not to seek re-election. Voters in Whitesburg will be selecting a new Post 2 councilperson in a special election. Robert Kim Arnell and Stephen Sutton are on the ballot there, and the polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. on Tuesday. A Carroll County grand jury has indicted a 43-year-old Rex, Georgia woman on homicide by vehicle leaving the scene and hit-and-run charges for her alleged role in the death of a pedestrian in Carroll County. In July of 2022, the grand jury accusing Siobhan Hinton of being the driver of a vehicle on Georgia Highway 61, which, quote, was involved in an accident which was the proximate cause of the death of 30-year-old Tyrell Haynes of Villarica. The jury said they believe she did knowingly fail to immediately stop her vehicle at the scene of the accident or return to the scene, and she left without providing her name or address. According to the GSP investigation report, the incident occurred around 1 a.m. on July 29, 2022. Hinton was driving a 2011 Hyundai Sonata. She told investigators that as she was driving north on Highway 61, the pedestrian appeared suddenly and she attempted to avoid a collision. She advised that after the crash, she pulled into a McDonald's parking lot across the street and called her mother. She advised that she then drove to her residence because she was afraid that something may happen to her if she remained at the scene, according to the report. She said she did call 911 after she returned home. Hinton was taken into custody this past Friday. She has been denied bond and remains in the Carroll County Jail on Tuesday. And farewell to one of Harrelson County's most beloved public servants, longtime coroner Danny Hutchison passed away Monday at the age of 64. I'm Colin Worthington.